Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hail, hail. The gang's all here. The gang's all here. It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, which means we take your phone calls at 888-920-6673. You can call us anytime to get on the line, to get on the air. However,
yes,
we might not get to phone calls right at the beginning. We'll try to get your phone calls.
It's our show. We do what we want.
It's wide open. It doesn't mean we have to reach in the basket.
I mentioned on social media that we were going to be doing something this week, and we've been tweaking it. We've been working on it. This idea came out of my cousin Ted's head, and we're actually going to do it live. We're going to do it live, and this is, you know, as everybody knows, I have been up in the Great White North. I have been in Down East Maine for, you know, a couple of weeks now.
From
doing
away.
The shows up here. From away.
Right.
I'm from away. I am not from the area, but I love it up here. I love Maine. I love all things Maine. And I think our listeners have come to understand that that's where I'm from part of the time. And I love it up here. And so we were chatting over the holiday with a bunch of different people. And they were running a Downton Abbey marathon on PBS.
This was national. It was on all the PBS stations.
Was it on all the national? Mm-hmm.
Across the country.
Yeah, they were trying to raise the old dollarinos.
And the fact is that the show ended, what, a year, 2 years ago, something like that?
I think last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
So it's a year old, and it's gone. And people still love it. I wish it came back. I watched it all the time as well. And, well, with discussions about that marathon, my cousin Teddy, he actually just threw out a comment that made me laugh out loud. It was not any idea for what I should do. It was just what he called it.
Right.
And how it might be funny. And that's why we decided that we would give you our main version of Downton Abbey, which is, of course, Down East Abbey. We're going to try it right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Laura Linney, and this is Masterpiece Classic.
Tonight on Down East Abbey.
Hello, this is Downton Abbey. Carson the butler speaking.
Oh, hello, Carson. How are you? It's Reggie Beale. This is your hedge trimmer. That's right. I'm the new gardener. I'm applying for the gardening position. I'm looking forward to joining your outfit up there with the rich folks' house, and there's not a lawn or a shrub or anything I can't chop up and make look better than I do it when I showed up the first time, Carson. I'm looking forward to being your permanent hedge trimmer.
You keep telling me it's permanent, but from where I'm sitting, it's looking less permanent by the minute.
Hold on, Mr. Carson. We had an agreement. You said Reggie Beale was going to be the new hedge trimmer. And now you're giving me this attitude. I'm not sure what this is all about. I'm planning on starting work tomorrow. I'm going to drive up there, and I'm going to be Reggie Beale, your new hedge trimmer.
And you thought all that. Yeah, it's a pity you didn't accept the job when we last talked. Then I've been stuck with you. As it is, you've missed your chance.
Missed my chance? What the hell does that mean, missed my chance? I swear to God, I got on this telephone this morning, and I specifically called you up at your big old rich folks' house and said, I'm going to come up there, do the lawns, cut the shrubs, get all the shrubbery looking just spackling, and you're going to love Reggie Beale, the new head hedge trimmer. I don't know what the malfunction is.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool. Get back to your work.
Let me get back to my work. You said you weren't hiring me. Now you're confusing the matter, and you said the phone's not a toy. Let me tell you something, fat-ass Mr. Cashin. My name's Reggie Beale, and I got a toy right here that I'm holding on to. By golly, I'm going to come up there and kick your ass.
National funding for Masterpiece is provided by...
Reggie Beale's head trimming service. There's not a bush that we can't push. Yeah,
and by that's... viewers like you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, we actually did that live.
Got God, that's like being on the Jack Benny show. That was all live. That was great. Figured
we stay tuned. More Down East Abbey coming up soon. Hope you enjoyed that, and welcome to the show.
Running theme, right, with Reggie Beal?
Yeah. Well, you know, it gets to a point where you're rehearsing it so often that you say, we'll do Bill Riley. We'll do it live. We'll do it live, everybody. So hail, the gang's all here. It's Open Line Wednesday, and let's get the phones on right now. Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-6673. You know, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it right. Let me get some calls on.
Are you
Hello,
do
you're
the
on
thing?
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi there. This is Jeff Hancock.
Oh, Jeff.
Noted photographer Jeff Hancock.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Jeff
Thank
Hancock.
You. Happy
How
New
are
Year
you?
Great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we couldn't be better. We just got done doing our new stellar bit of 2017.
Our new routine, Mike?
Our new routine. Yeah. Our new sketch. Our new piece of sketch comedy called Down East Abbey. Because you know what? I always said to the younger broadcasters, if you're going to do a parody of a television show, make sure that it's been off the air for over a year.
That's right.
And regional.
And regional. And regional. And do a regional bit that only a few people in the country are going to understand.
Yeah.
By the way, from probably New York North, that bit's going to kill.
Kill.
There are going to be people in Mobile, Alabama that are going to be going, what? What's going on? But anyway, Jeff, you'll have to listen to it later. What can we do for you?
Can't wait to hear it. First of all, question for Rob.
Shoot.
As far as you know, has everyone at the party recovered from the illness?
Oh, from Julia's party, yes, everyone is well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Julia's
good.
Illness?
Glad
what happened? Is this a mob thing?
This is something that when we talk about my parenting, I hope to bring this up on today's show. Okay. There was a patient zero came to Julia's birthday party.
Was it Hancock?
Tell you about that.
Wait till you hear the statistics. They will.
It was Reggie Beal.
It was Reggie Beal.
Hedge trimmer.
No, all is well. Thank you for asking, Jeff.
Oh, good, good. I was gonna chime in with my bit of that, but if you want to save it for later in the show,
Why don't you call back later in the show, or you can chime in then.
Yeah, or maybe we could bring you on the network.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Jeff will call later with more punchlines.
No, that's not.
Jeff is a good guy. He's a good
guy.
He's a good egg.
Great photographer.
How dare
it
you?
Says my connection isn't strong enough to go live. Didn't I go live before?
Yeah.
Didn't I do that?
Oh, but you maybe have never gone live from up there.
Oh, you've never gone live in Maine.
Yeah.
Well, so much for that. But we have another phone call. Let's take it, shall we? 888-621-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Dave in Fairfield, California. Nice and rainy here. Just want to wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bright and early out there in Fairfield, California. Where is Fairfield, California?
It's right between San Francisco and Sacramento.
That sounds like pretty country out there. Is it near the wine country?
Oh, no, it's perfect. Is it 45 minutes in one way, 45 minutes the other way? I can see concerts anywhere. It's great.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
It's perfect.
I could be skiing in 2 hours. I could be scuba diving in 3. It's perfect.
You know, what's great is that you're not too close to those incredible lily-livered liberals that populate San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then you're not too close to, the anger and agriculture of Chico and Stockton.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on Chico. I'm right in the middle.
Right now, Mike, he's wearing a scuba mask and running around Lodi.
Because I love Northern California talk. I really do. I love the people of Northern California.
Right. NorCal.
And by the way, NorCal, Northern California, I really need you to represent with a destination trip because it's a little further for you to get to New Orleans in 2017. So we're looking forward to getting that Reno, California contingent to represent and get out to NOLA show because we're going to have a good time doing that.
I'm trying to plan my trip to New Orleans, but, that's a long trip.
Try harder, my friend.
Well, you know what? When you talk like that, you sound like you're much closer to Sacramento.
Yeah, you are. You're right.
Oh,
what's
God,
the closest?
No, no,
what is
no,
the
no,
what? What
no,
is the closest
no.
suburb to Fairfield?
It's a tough
Come
question.
On,
I know because you live there.
Science, come on.
We are a suburb.
Yeah, I know you are a suburb. Okay, what's the closest town to Fairfield?
I got Napa 20 miles away.
Oh, Napa.
Napa. Oh, that's just over the hill.
Well, how about this? How about you bring more Napa into your life and spend some shekels and come down to New Orleans?
Exactly.
There you go. Attaboy. We look forward to it. Thank you for the call.
I'm trying, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Try hard.
You're trying right now.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Can you tell it's the first of the year?
Aren't you happy I'm back?
We were a little hard on the call.
He brought it on himself.
Mike, you don't say you're trying when the big cheese is asking you to do.
He had a northern cat. He had a Sacramento vibe that was a mile long.
That I smelled Chico.
He brought it in a bag.
Looking forward to coming to New Orleans. Well, geez, I'll try to get there. That's all
it's
we wanted.
It's a year away.
What he should, you know what? The best thing, if he was pure, true
What's
blue
that,
Sacramento.
Do you want to start that again?
No,
do
I did. I think I did just fine. If he was pure,
no,
true blue Sacramento, what he would have said is, guys, you really should be doing a show in Fairfield.
Fairfield.
That's the place. That's where your fan base is. That's where you got to be.
What about Napa?
Yeah, what about wine country? Yeah, what about 45 minutes away from something?
Napa.
Napa.
All right, I'm trying this again. What is wrong with my phone today? What is wrong?
Did you pay the bill?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I paid the bill.
Well, Mike, look, we really have to take into full context your location. You are off the grid. Legitimately off the grid.
Before you start, Fluey Fluemeister, let me actually
Senor Sickness.
All right.
I told my mom I had the SIDA last night when she's like, how bad is it? I said, do you know the word SIDA? She said, AIDS. I said, yes.
Oh, no.
SIDA? What?
SIDA.
I don't even know.
AIDS in Spanish.
Oh, because their letters are in different order.
Yeah, it's SIDA.
Yeah, it's like a jumble.
Yes. And my mom did not find that funny, but I thought it was hilarious.
Well, you ought to cater to her.
She goes, do you think it's the flu or strep? I said, no, it's the SIDA, the doctor said.
What's on your mind? I'm hitting it.
Okay.
I'm hitting it.
Oh, my God. Mike, have you updated your OS?
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah, big deal. Big trouble in Little China or Little Maine.
Do I go into settings for that?
Yeah, go to the little gears on your phone.
I know, the little gears. You don't have to say go to my settings. Damn it.
Little Maine.
Then I go to general. It says one. So it sounds like I've got a software. No, don't start it. I shouldn't start the software.
You can do whatever you want, Mike. It's your choice, your phone.
All right, here we go. Let me see. It says iOS 10.2.
Oh, it's a good one.
Upgrade, baby. Upgrade.
Downloaded.
Yeah, now you have to install.
Oh, he might have to restart.
And then restart. You have to install, restart.
Oh, it says install now. How long is that going to take, Rob?
I would say 5 minutes tops.
If that, the download is what takes the time.
All right, all I know is I can't do anything.
Think of the download as the foreplay and then the actual install as the intercourse.
That's right.
I do.
And for most of us, that just takes seconds.
And the restart is the shower.
Yeah.
That's sad.
See this?
Yeah, your
I'm
phone.
I'm putting this away.
Your phone went black. Yes.
Yeah, I'm putting this away. Goodbye.
Hey, it'll never go back.
I'll put it away. I'll put it away gently.
It's going to come right back, Mike.
It will.
Yes. In about 20 minutes.
No, less than that.
No, I didn't install it. I turned it off. I turned my
phone. You said off. Oh, no what? More.
No, did it there start were buttons installing? That, but there's one ticket. It doesn't. The screen on this 7 that, by the way, I pay the good people at AT&T more than I should for is not.
American Telephone and Telegraph will always give you a square deal. I'm sure you were treated well.
I was actually singing the praises of American Telephone and Telegraph the other night because I think service-wise, I've been relatively pleased with my service. This came up because we were talking about that NAD that used to work for Verizon that now works for Sprint.
Oh, that
and
guy.
Carla was talking.
Yeah.
Is that a backfiring ad campaign? I believe it is, correct? They decided they'd be hinky and hire away the spokesperson that's really not a big star anyway, so it doesn't matter, but hire the guy away from Verizon to go work for Sprint.
I think it's less than a backfire. I just think it's a non-issue. I think it was ineffective.
Let's look at the stock charts, fellas, if you don't mind.
Okay, let's look at the stock charts.
I've been following Sprint for about a year now because I was interested in... They had such a low stock price that the upside was fairly reasonable.
I used to have the Sprint.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long ago?
Oh, 10 years ago.
Ah, interesting.
But I got rid of it, I think, when everyone got rid of it.
Well, the playing field has been leveled in the long run, if you look at it. And Sprint is actually, they've doubled their stock price in the last year, Mike. So the haircut might have done something. Wow. Mm.
The haircut meaning the guy?
The guy, the spokesperson.
Haircut.
Yeah, if you're looking at about a year ago, it was, oh my God, where was my money? Not here. We're looking at a $4 stock price. Now it's at $8.56 as of today, the day of trading.
Come on, get on it.
Yeah, so pretty impressive.
Can you tell that I've drifted from the conversation because I'm looking at my phone right now?
You said you put your phone away.
I started it again.
Attaboy.
Oh, did you install? Oh, you're in, Mike, it just takes minutes and then the shower comes.
That's right.
Hold on, yes.
Sometimes twice.
Are you making
it
like
takes a minute,
that,
girl?
You're not the only
is
one.
Is that an ejaculation joke?
Well, yeah, it's a throwback to our other ejaculation joke beforehand.
Callback.
My sister.
All right, let me just. I'm going to give you a detailed thing.
That's
here,
a weird
we're on
segue.
The air, and I know I shouldn't be doing this,
didn't
but
mean
I have to.
My sister.
So I actually, it says install now, and I cannot press it. I cannot press the button. It does not activate.
Yeah, so then...
And while we wait on that, Mike, I think it's a great time to remind everyone it's Wide Open Wednesday.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
Did it do anything yet?
Let me fix my phone.
Hit it!
No!
Don't kick!
I just broke it. I hate this phone.
Oh,
it's the
no.
worst phone I've ever owned.
Papa.
It's the worst phone. Mm. Just Papa. Kidding. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, gang. Scott Lane here. The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list of the boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Right here on the Nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. The big sound in the big town. Wino time, bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. Okay, we'll take about 5 minutes out here for the latest news from around the world from the award-winning Wino News. Room, and then back with more of the big sounds for you here on the Scott Lane Get Together for Wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Wino time, ping pong, 5 minutes past the big hour of 5 o'clock.
Wino News! Wino News! Wino News!
From around the world, across the nation, and up your street, here it is! Wino News with Wino Newsman Bill Beeper. Saigon! Phnom Penh! Bangkok! That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour! Okay, kids, and back with more of the big sounds for you here. Wino time, bing bong, 5 minutes past the big hour, 5 o'clock. Right here on Wonderful Wino, Wonderful Wino. More hits, more often.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiber Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Miraculously, the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you, everybody.
I was once out strolling.
You can reach us on Wide Open Wednesday, especially at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Texture. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. I love Texture because I can take my tablet. I really sound a little many anyway with that.
Oh, yeah.
I can take my tablet, travel on the road, go anywhere, not have to worry about a big stack of magazines, put it all on my digital device. It's fantastic. Texture is searchable. You can mark what you like, check out back issues. You can get everything. You can get all the stuff that would fill a school bus with print magazines. Why on earth will you subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less with Texture? Normally $9.99 a month. If you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you get a 14-day free trial. I'm talking Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Maxim, Glamour Magazine, New Yorker. You just want to get
everything.
Texture. It's the best. Right now, Texture offering our listeners 14 days of free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more. You need to read more. And you can do it for way less with texture.com/TMOS. Read more. Do it. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, on texture.com, you can get better homes and gardens for your hedge trimming.
Oh, that's true.
That's very
just
true.
Like Reggie Beal. Wide open Wednesday. Let's take a call at 888-920-6673. Hello, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. 1-1000.
We hear you.
1-1000. Hello, caller. It's you. Yes, what is your name?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, no need to give me your name. Just plod right ahead after you've been delayed and you didn't hear me say hello. Just steamroll into what you want. I'll start again. Hello, who is this?
Happy New Year.
No, hang up. No, sorry. Not going to work. Not going to do it.
And, you know, across America.
A prick like that at the beginning of the year.
Mike, across America, if anyone wishes you Happy New Year, the proper reply is nope.
No.
Nope.
Rob, you can explain
yes.
to the listeners what just happened.
What just happened is this guy called, and he was so focused on his own stupid agenda that he couldn't even participate in the rudiments of a phone conversation. He was
absolutely
so distracted, he didn't answer to hello, and then when Mike said, "What's your name?" he said, "Up, got to get to the script. Happy New Year." Well,
thank
the
you.
Problem is, he's an asshole.
Thank you very much.
That's
that
the problem.
Nice,
no, I love you, that I love you game vibe, but he was going with Happy New Year.
Yes, not
no,
going to happen.
No.
We have another phone call, and let's see if this goes a little better. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Luis from Colombia. How are you doing?
Oh, Colombia.
All the way from South America. That's very, very exciting. You're Luis? Is that what you said your name was?
Yeah.
And there's probably a bit of a delay with the South American call. Luis, how long have you been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show? 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
It's been, 4 to 5 years now?
45 years.
What?
4 to 5, Rob.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Our neighbor to the south.
What brings you to Colombia? Do you have family down there? Are you working down there? What are you doing?
No, I'm a native.
You're a native.
Nice.
You know, you sound a little bit, not to be, you know, sweeping generalizations, but there's a little Diego vibe that I get from Luis.
I don't, maybe
that would
the
be
name?
The time Oscar and Rob might pop in and go, yeah, I think there might be a little of that. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, no, because Colombia's known for...
I will boycott the phone calls in 2017.
Colombia's known for the white powder, not the marijuana.
Well, you, really?
Yeah.
You're telling me that?
So
there's a cocaine issue?
No. We're known for both, and for coffee, and for Shakira, and for Sofia Vergara. We're both locals, by the way.
You know what? That actually makes a very nice brochure.
Yeah.
So you live and work in Colombia now?
Yeah. No, I've always lived and worked in Colombia. I was born here. I live in Barranquilla, which is where Shakira and Sofia Vergara were born, too.
The most beautiful women in the world come from Barranquilla.
He sure do talk funny.
But I'll tell you, I have to ask you this. How did you get into the show? How did you get into our Mike O'Mara Show?
Once upon a time, I think it was through iTunes or something. It was a recommendation. I was looking for something to laugh around at while I was driving, and I found you guys. Since the Buzz and everybody else days.
Oh, yeah. Look at
great.
That.
It's incredible.
This guy's been for some years now, Mike, at least 7 years. This is awesome.
Add it to the list that Columbia, our world renowned, we can add that to the list. And how is, you know, I've watched a lot of news stories recently about Columbia.
The new Columbia.
You know, where they actually were going to, most recently,
Narcos.
Make peace with the rebels. And then did they vote it down? Is that what happened where you decided
La Guerrilla.
That you weren't going to get together? What happened? What's going on right now with the country?
The government had come up with an agreement that most people didn't really agree with, but they thought that the whole signing the peace thing was more important than the people's will, and they put it to the people to vote, and boy were they surprised when everybody voted against the deal that had been brokered. So they sort of restructured it and pushed it through Congress and nobody noticed what the hell they did. They pushed it through anyway, but ending a 50-year conflict is always going to be a pain in the ass. So you never know.
So what do you think? I mean, do you think it's good? Because obviously it sounds like, so they do have a peace agreement between the rebel factions in your country and the government and everything. How's it going so far? Are the rebels still active or has peace taken hold a little bit?
They claim they're not doing anything, but the drugs are still flowing out. Right now, things are working on agreeing on certain terms, and as long as everybody does what they're supposed to be doing, things are going to look up.
Well, you know what? You've had a tough run in that country, and I do hope for the best. I think around the world, you know, we always look for things like that to work out. But, you know, it's a hell of a country, and, you know, really,
beautiful
as a
women.
disc jockey in the 80s, man, you can't really argue with your major export. Man, oh, man. I tell you, a lot of guys were very funny because of that. Thank you very much, my friend. Luis, take care down in South America. Thank you very much for the call.
Same to you guys.
It.
Thank you, Luis.
Rob.
Bye-bye.
Rob.
Yes.
F you.
Even from South America.
But you know what?
Even from South America.
I don't honor comments from other countries. And it's
there
like, you know
got
what?
You at the end. There you were laughing at his accent because he happens to be foreign, and now he gives you the little
zinger. That's fine. I'm glad he found us on iTunes.
Oh, God.
How dare you?
Matt Bloom wrote that joke.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Luis. Very kind of him.
Now, Rob cracked up in the middle of that call, Oscar.
I kept it under control.
You have the flu, so I don't know whether you missed it or not, but right in the middle of that call, he gave us a pager. Did you hear what he said or something?
He said, I found you on iTunes or something.
Or something. There it is.
I don't respond to that anymore with Rob simply because he does that all the time.
That's all I do.
If someone says or something or is foreign or is different, then he catches it right away.
But you have to admit, he was really a little over the top with Sofia Vergara.
Vergara.
Yeah, but nobody was a Vergara.
Hold on. Now, here's where your bigotry comes to the surface. Here's where the fact that you really haven't really, outside of a vacation, been out of your backyard for your entire adult life. When you said his over the top, you mean his correct pronunciation of a person from his native country?
He did
that.
He did. Giada De Laurentiis did. He said, you know, like he said,
oh, I
do know what
it's called?
Mozzarella cheese.
Now, listen, I will agree with you. What my friend Rob and I are explaining each other today because it's necessary and we know each other well. What Rob
it's
is
only been a quarter
about,
of a century, Mike.
Hold it. The thing about this is I will agree with you. And you know where we both got this from. We both got this from the news station in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Where you would hear, and Oscar, I welcome your contribution to this discussion, because Rob and I always felt that the Hispanic reporters on certain TV stations and radio stations would really, really go over the top. Like you'd get, say, a woman named... Leslie Rodriguez, okay? And Leslie Rodriguez would be a reporter for WTOP.
Sure.
And she'd be walking around going, and she'd be like, hi, I'm Leslie Rodriguez. I'd like to get a job here. And then as soon as she gets in there, she tweaks it for some reason. And so it'll be like, well, it seems like the snow removal is going to be slower this year because the salt didn't arrive on time. For WTOP, I'm Leslie Rodriguez.
And it's not just Hispanic. It is also, and really, Giada De Laurentiis is the worst because she'll talk like she comes from the middle of the Midwest, and then she starts pronouncing cheeses, and it's like way
over. But this is, and I could be wrong here, right?
This will make a really nice Christmas dinner if you're having your Italian guests over. What I like to do is sprinkle it with a little ricotta.
I can't comment to the cheeses, but if someone is...
If
someone is pronouncing their last name, the correct pronouncer for their last name would be Rodriguez, right?
I suppose.
And that's the fact. And the correct pronouncer for my last
name... I love when I concede a point and it's not good enough.
But it's a fact.
But Rob, when the guy is from Colombia and he's saying Sofia Vergara... he's not over-the-topping it. You are so myopic with your Americanism that you think he's not over-the-topping it.
I love this country.
He's pronouncing the name
yes
the way it should
like
be
my
pronounced.
My real last name is Ceballos. Not Zabalos. It's Ceballos.
Zebalos, isn't it?
All right, when you would walk into a radio station yes. without using Santana with yes. your real name, how would you say, hi, my name is? How would you say your last name?
So you're Oscar, and then I would say Ceballos.
Hi, my name is Phil Williams. I'm the program director of W. White. I'd like to know, what's your name, sir?
I would say Ceballos, and then they would say, okay. And then we'd spend a good 3 to 5 minutes with a back and forth that was awkward of how do right. you say it. So then right. I ended up saying Zabalas because they could say it, right?
The letters match the pronunciation.
Yeah,
okay.
But again,
WKKK, the voice of Gulfport, Mississippi. What is your name, young man? Zabalos.
Thank
you
for
from,
sending
boy?
That curriculum vitae.
And I'll take it a step even further. When we finally got a contract and an agent on the air as radio talk show host, right. I remember our agent Bob Eatman at the time. Uh-huh. He called and said,
"Little guy,
what's your last name?" I said, "Zabalos." He says, "That sounds Greek. You have 24 hours to find another Latin last name we can all pronounce."
So your agent actually told you to change the name?
Yes.
Wow. Right.
If you don't have one in 24 hours, our team will find you one. And that's how mm-hmm. we came up with Santana.
My name actually way back when, and I've never told this because mm-hmm. I kept it a secret. I've told people it's my real name. It's not.
What is your real name?
My actual name, when I first started, before I even got a regular commercial job, I was part-time at a small station up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And my name was Mike Lucky Charms Pink Clovers.
Well, my apologies for that comment. And as you know,
something new.
I've learned something, and as you know, my real name is David. So there you are.
Just David. So you can see that he wasn't over the top.
No, but it sure is fun to hear him talk. How about that? Isn't it nice to, sure. Mike, hear the international spectrum right in our own front yard? Yeah. That's the magic right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It Absolutely. Takes all kinds to make up a world, and we got to hear some of that today.
By the way, if you go to Rob's new website for his radio show,
yes.
Just look up at the top of the top right-hand corner where it says Ignorami Alamane Bale, which means Spiwak, Generations of Ignorance. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. Yay! You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. January, a very important month for us to sell our bonus packages for you people that like to renew. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or even give the TMOS Bonus Package. This is extremely important to our show. And if you've not heard of the bonus package, oh, you're a rube. You see, each week we record a 6th episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Package. You get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content. Plus, the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOmaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. And really, 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 more than ever, I think I've communicated that to you online. I'm communicating that to you on the show. It's so important for you to support us by subscribing to the bonus package. Make 2017 the best year ever for everybody. The TMOS Bonus Package. Order yours right now.
And they still get the Christmas album.
Oh, absolutely.
So
oh,
yeah. You still have that little carrot dangling in front of you. It's great all
holidays.
Year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like Christmas music, it's probably not for you. But I would say that...
No, tune in and hear Rob Ford hit a high note.
I played it for my entire family in Florida.
You're a better man than I.
And the big winner. By the way, they all like, El Señor Michael puede cantar. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They, which basically is Mr. Mike can really sing, right?
Yes.
That's
oh,
they're giving that is you so that,
yes?
sweet.
Mm-hmm. But so sweet. The entire family... because they by request kept asking me to play this over and over and over again was the Elvis version.
Oh,
Rob Spiewak,
Blue Christmas.
Yeah. Blue Christmas.
Well, that's really great.
They really loved it.
That's sweet. That's
and
very
they
nice.
Really
Thank
hated
you.
My song.
Three best performances are Blue Christmas yes. by Rob Spiewak, Silver Bears Bells Pony Boy, and then Adrian. What was Adrian's
Winter Wonderland. Wrong?
Winter Wonderland, I love those. And my favorite, as far as funny, was Rofo doing Deck the Halls. That to me was fantastic.
That must feel good, Rob.
Yeah, it feels great.
Has anyone heard from Ashley since we released?
She was
Christmas
in yesterday.
Album?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. I'm just yes, glad. Yes. I hope she didn't.
She brought in
away.
Some jam.
Yeah, she pumped it up.
Jam.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up. Pump the jam. Speaking of food, got to tell you. Pretty thrilling for me. Pretty thrilling for this Rube to sit down last
did
night.
Did you eat some mascarpone cheese?
No, Giada. No, Giada, I did not. I actually went to the home of a lobsterman to eat lobster.
Ooh,
which was
wow.
about as cool. My buddy Zach up here and his girlfriend Misty had Carla and me and the little guy over, and we had a fantastic time. I went back out and saw how this guy is so hands-on and such a real
man's
man of
man.
The water.
Yeah.
Up
man's
here.
Man.
He builds his own metal traps. So he actually, you see all the like the corrugated metal and everything stacked up.
Wow.
And he puts it, yeah, he saves, and it, you know, and
how
it
does
adds
he,
up.
Does he attach it with like a spot welder? How does he...
You
know, make
solder
pieces.
It together.
Yeah,
he had all sorts
Tinsel.
Of machinery back there, but it was like you saw. Helmers. It looks like little chunks of fence that are all
yeah.
stacked up.
Yeah,
and he
yeah,
puts
yeah,
them together.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are a lot of lobstermen up here that don't do it that way. He does it, and you know, he said, "Well, I save about $20 a trap, and when you have 800 traps going out into the water,
$1,600."
That's a pretty significant
generational
savings,
just, land up there, right? As far as zones, fishing zones.
I'm not sure how that game works, yeah. but I know that the day before we went over there, he had gone 30 miles to do offshore lobstering with another boat.
Whoa.
And
how
and
bitter it, cold is it? He's still going out? I mean, I know
insane.
It's not, you're
it's
not getting
not
snow
phased.
There.
Not phased. Not phased at all. I mean,
wow. Is this
ask,
the same guy that last summer you threw away his magic beer can?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
I want to make sure exactly. it's the same guy.
Nice
my only guy. That's my only guy up here, and he is he's very young. He's like 23 years old, and he just loves it up here, and he's all in. But they went 30 miles offshore and broke down.
Oh, my
miles offshore.
God.
So that's a
Do you have a sat
scary.
Phone when you go out that far? I don't even know how that works.
I didn't get into the minutia of yeah, it. I was
he
just
certainly
like,
can't Facebook Live.
Yeah, he calls Mrs. Brody back in Amity Island. We're catching a few stripers out here. We'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, God.
How do they
so
break down?
Fun.
How do they get back in?
They didn't break down to the extent where they couldn't idle, and they idled their way back. It was a 6-hour trip to get back in,
oh.
and he said he got up at I think 2 or 3:30 in the morning the day before, and got in the next morning at 2:30 in the morning. So it was pretty much 25 hour
trip. Yikes!
But they're not fazed by it. You know, it's like what we think of as like being out there in the cold or being out there in the surf and the ocean. You know, this is what they do. These
yeah.
guys are conditioned to it, so it's they're unfazed by it. And he, you know, he's kind of a rugged guy, and it's a lot of fun.
Is it the type of activity that there's a show called Wicked Tuna on Nat
yeah.
Geo?
He talked about he knew every boat. He knows.
Yeah,
by the
right?
way, the boat for one of the tuna guys was made right up here. They actually
it was.
Built the boat up here.
Wow!
So there's a lot of boat building that goes on.
What
mean,
do they
is,
think about those guys? Because sometimes I watch that show and I say. That doesn't seem as tough as any the deadliest catch
yeah.
type of fishing.
I will answer the question
okay.
the way it was answered yeah. by Zach last night. Zach said, there's one guy that is a full-time fisherman. The rest of them have Joe jobs.
Really?
So, they don't, so it's really not it's not what you would think it was that they're out there every single day fishing. That's what he said. He said just one of the guys.
I get
is,
the impression that Wicked Tuna is almost like a travel log because my father, who did a lot of fishing some years ago, loves watching it because it's fun to watch
yeah,
people
yeah.
do what you
and
do.
And they're big tuna. Right.
Yeah, but there's not the danger it doesn't
and,
seem.
And the guys on the .com, one of the boats, I've watched too many of those episodes. The
Wicked Tuna is a go-to.
Yeah,
I think Wicked Tuna is kind of a go-to
Some of these
show.
Guys are dicks and you're like, the .com can't pull in another tuna. They're jerks.
Because they're idiots. And then you got the meth head boat, right? The guys that are all like the druggies, right?
Yeah. They're
so obviously druggies.
Flag.
You know, it's just like, man, you know, it's a bit of an adrenaline rush when I'm out here. I really didn't get it because we, you know,
Rofel, pull the names on the boats. You're right. That's exactly because they're like, I'm like, yes.
Yes, the meth head boat.
You've taken too many hits from the bong and you didn't see the little radar go, dee, 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 and you missed the tuna.
I wonder if you could smoke a yellowfin. I can't keep it lit.
You know, though, do you, so, we're, and by the way, we are getting into the minutiae of tuna fishing here.
Yeah.
Oscar, you watch the show, so when they bring the big fish into the dock, and then they, like, stick it with a tube to see what kind of meat.
The measure, the fat.
The fat measurement.
I get the impression, but they don't take anything out chemically, like, with a meter or anything. They're just looking at it, and they go, $15 a pound. And then they move on. I think they're conjuring when they're doing that.
But well, I think it's an old science. I think they're probably fairly accurate that way.
Oh, really?
It's the color and fat is what they look at.
Yeah.
Like we got Rofo with the breakdown
here. I get the same reaction when I go
on
a dock.
Ladies and gentlemen, here for his first appearance of 2017, Mr. Rob Ford.
So you've got the .com, and the captain is Dave Carrero. It's a 38-foot-high sheer Duffy.
Okay.
Then you have the high or the hard merchandise.
Yeah.
Dave Marciano is the captain.
Hey, he's a so good.
A Duffy might be the one that's built up here, I think.
It's the 36-foot-8-inch Novi boat, and it's built in 1984.
All right.
You also have.
That's not the one.
Rob Ford with his real enthusiasm on the factoids. Yes.
Right.
You've got the pinwheel.
Pinwheel!
Is that the drug boat?
No, that's there's a guy that looks like he should be on America's Most Wanted. Yep. I think that's the pinwheel
guy. Oh, is that Tyler McLaughlin?
Yes.
All right.
Where was the pinwheel built?
I don't know where it was built, but it's a 30-foot.
The show we care about. discovered it. Wicked Tuna.
It's a 35-foot Donnell. I don't know.
Spell it.
D-O-N-E-L-L-E.
Donnell.
And then there's the hot tuna.
That sounds
tuna.
Seriously not like a boat. That like, sounds like somebody that ought to be like, Donnell! Donnell, get your ass in here!
The hot tuna is another hot mess of a boat.
Yeah, it's bad a great crew, band, bad too.
Crew. Yeah. Mm. But my favorite is then the Wicked Pissa.
Sounds like a New England boat or a New York boat.
Paul Herbert is the captain, and it is a custom-designed 30-foot boat.
How much?
30 foot.
What you don't know is the guy who owns the Wicked Pissa. His day job is he's a urologist.
No, Pissa Rob, when I went to Marist College with Bill O'Reilly back in the day.
You were roommates with him. A lot of people don't know that.
They would say it's a pissa. It was a Long Island term. They would say, that's a pissa.
It's something good,
funny,
right?
Something good, something funny, a pretty woman, anything. Man, she's a pissa. That's a wicked good pissa. Yes, sir. That's what they said.
Mike, and I
said, get me out of here.
Mike, the pinwheel is the Rastafarian boat. That's the one. That's the one.
Pinwheel's got all the stoners on it.
Yeah, it's got everything Bob Marley, the posters you would have up in college, in the console. Right. Like, that's all they do.
But they get excited.
They get pumped up.
They're not stars when they get a fish on. I don't know. Fish on. No bait, no gas, no dice.
You all had shirts on when you got on this boat.
It is incredible, though, that the inside knowledge that only one of those guys is a full-time fisherman. And the rest of those guys have day Joe jobs,
Something
right?
Something happened to him, man.
But I just wanted to say my evening was complete because there's nothing like breaking bread, sitting in the home of a real man of the water.
A man's man.
A throwback, really. And enjoying lobsters that he cooked in seawater up here that were the
most
delicious.
That's what I was going to ask you because you go out of your mind every time I've seen you order restaurant lobster. You always say, this is good, but it's not done right. How did he cook them?
Boil them in seawater, which is what we've done for years up here, and that's the best way to eat them.
That's how Grandpappy did it. That's how Mike did it. We are in a
rural environment, and no evening is complete without seeing the vast collection of firearms that were located in the home.
Pretty good.
Last night I held, in no specific order, an AR-15.
Yes!
Thank you. A double-barrel shotgun. And also a 9mm, a .45, and at the very end of the night, he brought out this little case and he handed me like that John Wilkes Booth Derringer,
yeah,
that tiny little
sure.
Lincoln gun. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, my God, that is just that's
the gun that changed history.
Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, where did you get this one? He said, my grandmother gave it to me. Hi, everybody. That's all right. I said, we have to go now. Thank you. Thank
Mike,
you very
that's
much.
That's a house you run to when the Canadians cross over.
Exactly.
That's a house if there's any trouble. And by the way, it's a mile down the road. It's yeah. very close.
You're protected.
That's I'm protected and, you know, very, very, your other radio partner would have been proud of me.
Yeah.
I was handling the guns and asking the question I always said, is there one in the chamber? anyway.
But so. At no time did you feel threatened by the lobsters.
No, not
because
at all.
Of no. all the firearms.
They were dead. They were dead. Did feel threatened by his second dog, though. It was like a lab mix, you know, doing the roo, 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 roo.
Yeah.
I said, I've got a couple of wuss dogs down in Florida that you'd like to meet. Yes. It was fun. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Misty, his lady.
That
and,
is cool.
We had a great time, and he's a good guy, and it's great to have a great friend up here in the wilds of Maine. And I told him all about Down East Abbey, too. And he
go
liked
for it.
Yeah, he liked
He'd heard of television.
Yeah, so stop. Okay. You had to
Don't
go there.
Be a
okay?
jerk.
That was just yeah. a joke.
That's Mike's making is. Friends.
He is making friends.
What? You know how hard that is for him. Come
it
on.
It is. You know what? Yeah. Just trying to grease the wheels a little bit. He can't shoot well, all the way down here. I don't,
you know, when Rob says something, I'm not going to take it to heart. You know, you can't. You can't get yourself worn down by a man who has a frame of reference that goes to King's Dominion and then up as far as Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's
now, be fair. Be fair. I don't like Hershey Park.
You don't like? Well, you don't go there. And I used to call it Hershey Fart.
I remember. You know what? Your recommendation carries a lot of weight.
And Gang's Dominion.
That holds true.
Yes. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of Rob, Parenting 101
yes.
with Mr. Spiewak coming up right after this.
If you're looking to make your beer drinking experience more interesting, go to Facebook.com and sign up for the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. There are so many different varieties, so many different labels, and so many great things going on in different regions around the U.S. And the TMOS community is bringing it all together with the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. So go to Facebook.com and sign up today. If you're looking for just a little entertainment, throw some salted peanuts in your beer. The peanuts will actually dance.
Is he up to?
Don't look at me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Whether your New Year's resolution to lose weight, exercise more, or stress less, here's a tip to help you succeed. Sleep better. It's that easy.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a very lucky man. I'm a lucky man because I've got one up here, and I got one down there. I got a one that is the one less traveled, the one up here in Maine, and it's bliss. Sleeping in this Sleep Number bed is absolutely incredible. Most Americans don't get the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Science proves getting more sleep makes it easier to achieve and keep your other resolutions. That's why I use Sleep Number with Sleep IQ. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness, comfort, and support. I forget what I am up here. I think I'm an 85.
Ah.
Whether you adjust your Sleep Number setting or you make different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. Yeah, 85, I still have that. I might be 75. I'd have to double check. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 93, and I feel great. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Check that. It was a 95 last night. Thank you.
There you go.
Right now, during the lowest price of the season, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you lock the front door and be sure to tell him that Mike O'Mara sent you. We got a Sleep Number guy. I got to get his name. But thank you for mentioning me. By the way, he said when he went into his Sleep Number store, there's a little box that said TMOS, and he just had to check the box.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
as
nice.
Opposed to doing that, let's do a little research, Rob Spiewak, and find out what they have to do for real.
Okay.
So not that I don't mind the shtick. Not that I mind the schnick at the end of the spots, but I'd love to find out what they really should do when they go. Because I think Sleep Number actually has a little box for different radio shows, and we're one of them.
Cool.
So
okay.
Let's get on it.
We will find out. But do lock your front door.
One of the moments during the holiday break when, you know, following Rob's social media is fun for me. It's actually very, very cool to see
the window
the
into
things.
His world.
Well, you can tell when he's been drinking. You can tell when he's happy. You can tell when he's upset. You can tell when he's bored. And the thing is, he's funny about his kids, Oscar. He's funny about the way he, you know, talks about it. You know, he loves his kids very, very much.
Nah.
But, you know, Carrie, his wife.
Yes,
of
for
many,
now.
Many years,
my current wife.
Let me just.
I'm not friends with Carrie on Facebook.
I think she's friend requested you. And
No.
Because you don't friend chicks, you said.
No. I friend requested her, and I still see pending on my list from her.
Yeah, she does a lot of pending.
Ever since I white elephanted her 2 or 3 Christmases ago.
Yeah, it was 3, I think.
She still feels the burn. I never got the request.
Not a big fan. I would say that she's an acquaintance, certainly.
Yes.
But if you had to rank all the people on the show as her friends, you wouldn't make the top.
On the day.
But then neither would I.
On the day before Christmas Eve.
The 23rd.
And the Spiewaks get into the holidays.
They get very, very happy.
Love Christmas.
They get very
so
drunk,
much love in that house.
Very happy. On the day before Christmas Eve, I slept in. I had put my phone down probably at 8 or 9 the night before, gone up to bed, watched a little TV, and turned in. Carla was here with her mom, and so I was able to enjoy a wonderful, blissful sleep-in on the day before Christmas.
Beautiful.
My daughters had already been here, and I'd sent them away. My mother-in-law had gotten in here safely. So my phone was downstairs, and Carla picked up my phone and happened to see a text from someone that I had received. Carrie was not in my phone at this point. She is now, but her name was not in there. Carrie's home number is in through Rob. That's
right.
how I speak with her on that. On Friday, December 3rd, 10:25 p.m., this is the message that is received. December 23rd.
Okay, right.
This is received on my phone, one text with no explanation.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So this is the text that I have to say rocked my world.
Okay.
It was not a pleasant start to Christmas, the day before
Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
This is what she writes, and I didn't know it was her. I didn't know who it was.
Right.
I didn't know where it came from. The text says, "You put it in your mouth, you suck. I thought you bit and sucked. Oh, my God, you don't put the whole thing in your mouth. See what you miss? Not being at Supper Club."
Oh my God, that was Carrie.
So hold on. Before you go into your explanation, just button it for a second and let me tell. So Carla, I sit down at the kitchen table. Carla puts the phone down in front of me and says, "Can you tell me what this is?"
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, "I literally have no idea, Carla." She says, "Right." I said, "Carla, I don't know."
You dirty dog.
She said,
"Who's texting you this?"
She said, "What the hell? Seriously, what the hell is this?" I write back.
Late night text.
A late flame, one of the ex-wives.
And by the way, this when I'm looking at these numbers and these times, this tells you what sleeping is.
Yes.
Sleeping in is for me. At 7:12 a.m., I write this. "I don't know who this is. Please identify yourself. I don't know who sends stupid texts in the middle of the night. Thank you."
Well, you really show them. Mm.
And then immediately I get a response, "Carrie Spiewak."
but Carla approached it as, WTF, what's this?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And likely, as she should have. Because most
from
suspicious.
Good guys is texting you.
So here, this is the thing here, all right? It's an attempt to be funny. It's an attempt to...
It doesn't even make sense.
Well, here's the deal.
You're so in your own little world that you're sending a text that has no explanation. And the person on the other end, you're not at the party. You're not drunk.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. And so
you
I
don't text the boss
writes,
when
I'm
you're
not,
hammered.
Listen, I'm
so
not going
she
to
writes
defend
Carrie,
her.
When she writes Carrie Spiewak, I write, "Oh, my God, that is too funny. I'm lying. Thought you were a Russian hooker. Carla thought you were..." It said Color thought you were Russian. I was dictating. And then she writes, "We were talking about you liking Mrs. Chubbuck, and I thought you should get a glimpse into Supper Club conversations." Well, it would have been nice to maybe have that explanation.
Well,
don't text me that because my wife looks at my phone all the time.
I'm not going to defend Carrie, but I will say this. About every 2 years, Carrie really goes at the drinking, and not like Christmas morning champagne Carrie.
Right.
This is vodka Carrie, the kind where Christmas Eve really for her didn't couldn't really begin until 2 p.m. because she was absolutely, she was devastated.
I lied to her.
The night before.
I have to say I lied to your wife because she said, haha, maybe don't tell Rob that I texted that. He doesn't let me contact anyone he knows. By the way, we were eating boiled peanuts.
For good
I think
reason.
She's
that's
still
what it was.
At this
for
point.
Good reason. Oh, I'm sure she is.
I said, your secret is safe with me. That's the lie. tell Mrs. Chubbuck I said hello. And then Carrie sent me a picture and
a nude.
It was a blurry picture. I said, Merry Christmas to you and yours. She said, Julia isn't a great photographer, or maybe she needs new glasses. Merry Christmas. And then later on Christmas, Carrie's still communicating with me.
Wow, this is different.
At 4:36, when she's there, was that another drinky drink?
I told Oscar that we're getting a muffin basket from the Corbell people. That's how much champagne Carrie had on Christmas Day.
She writes, she puts a picture up and sends me the picture like this.
Oh, what? No.
And then she writes, did you save my number or will you send me threatening messages again if I text you?
What is going on in your house?
So it's all over, right? And then I'm pissed.
I'm pissed.
Now I'm pissed, and I write, and Rob, I hope you don't mind, but I said, Carla was the first one to see your text that morning, Mrs. Drunkerson. It really made for an interesting start to Christmas Eve. Because I felt she at this point needed to
know. Yeah, needs to know. She does. Yes.
So she said, sorry, just talking about nuts made me think of you. I said, I am so forever grateful. Merry Christmas. And she said, you're officially invited to the supper club when we host in January. And then I lied again saying, love to.
Yeah.
And she said,
we've all told that lie.
And imagine how hot the ladies are if I'm the fourth hottest. And I wrote Zhang. And that was the end of the exchange.
Well, you know,
Rob, what say you?
I had to share it, Rob. And, you know, by the way, I was going to talk about parenting 101. I just got into this because I was looking at it and I realized it was too
all
funny.
I got
to
do.
Did Carrie tell you she was doing
this? Do you want to let me answer, or do you want to keep asking questions? How's this going
to
work?
I want to ask.
First, I apologize.
You should.
Second of all, not sure why she even has your number, right. But that was two absolute cases of drunkenness. Carrie was so drunk, and the night that the nut thing happened, and just a little bit of background, we were discussing one of the most disgusting things in the world, boiled peanuts. But one member of our supper club is from Georgia, loves boiled peanuts, and one of her Secret Santa gifts, it was a batch of homemade boiled peanuts. So people were snacking on them, and that's where the out-of-context suck bite stuff came from.
Exactly.
How to eat a boiled peanut.
I probably would have gathered that if I did my own sleuthing.
However, that said, by the time boiled peanuts are very salty, so you wash it down with bottles and bottles of vodka. And then by the time we're trying to leave that night, and it's midnight, and it's Christmas, at one point, I watched Carrie say goodbye for 20 minutes. And at one point gestured so wildly about something that meant nothing to anybody, she upset and broke a chessboard. With a sweeping arm gesture, I saw rooks and pawns and queens everywhere.
There goes the Franklin Mint collection.
Yeah, and so, it's just, she's being drunk. And you know what? Sober, she's very funny. She really is. She's a very nice.
But when she's drunk, Rob.
What?
It's fine.
It's not.
It's not
Rob,
fine.
It's not fine. Don't go home and rave
Rob,
out on
it's
her.
Not fine.
She's going to walk
Rob,
into
it's
a
not
door.
Fine. You can, No, don't do that. Just go into her phone and say, now I have to delete this number because you've crossed too many lines.
And
incidentally, the Mrs. Drunkerson is, I think, a line I stole from Rob. So I was able to use it on his wife, which is kind of funny.
But of all the people you think to write when you're hammered,
you're not the one you write. Your name came up because it was mentioned on the show that you thought Mrs. Chubbuck was quite fetching.
Haven't we all gotten, though, the text from somebody who assumes you have their number?
Of course.
And it makes no sense, and you don't.
I have to reply, whose penis is this?
Yes, please stop this. Yeah.
Sorry.
Please, thank you.
Thank you, Pony. All we wanted was an apology.
Thank you very
much.
That's
rough.
Gary Krimble, tomorrow, Parenting 101 with Rob Spiewak. We will do that. We will take a break, come back with news you may not need, okay?
Hey, do you boil it, you suck it, and chew it? I'll send
I'm gonna send my.
Why don't you let Rob talk more?
He's so funny on the radio.
I think we should have a longer audio vault.
I'll show him what's funny. I'll do the old peanut joke. Yeah, yeah. Mike O'Mara.
Rob needs more time off.
That's right. I don't think Oscar does anything.
We'll be right back. Okay, now he was
close. Yeah!
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25?
Can I?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, yeah, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's computers and the way you love them.
And right. We're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Right, update. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now with Mac McIntosh.
Thank you. Our trip to New Orleans is this year. We're excited about it. You heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show, headed to New Orleans, Louisiana, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. We're letting you know in plenty of time so you can make your plans. The Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. Got lots of stuff planned. It's going to be an incredible weekend. Just go to Mike O'Mara Show.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. That's right, almost a year away. Don't miss the historic live event, Magic Fun Laughs. Magic. I said magic.
Yeah, I'm bringing my top hat.
Magic.
Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. And what's that French thing?
Laissez les bon temps brûlé. Carrie, don't text him.
Thank you very much.
News.
There you go. Big fun. Big fun in the O'Mara kitchen on Christmas Eve Eve.
She brings that kind of fun to my life every day, Mike.
Yeah, it's called judgment. Janet Jackson's rep announced yesterday that she gave birth to a baby boy. There's no word on the delivery date, but his name is Isa, which means Jesus in Arabic. Is it Isa or it's E-I-S-S-A, Isa?
I think it's Isa.
Although nobody's saying that was the intent. This is Janet's first child. She's 50, freaking 50 years old.
50 is too old to be a
miracle
parent.
Miracle of science.
It makes me feel old that Janet Jackson is 50.
Yeah.
She and her husband, Wissam Almanya, got married in 2012. This whole story ought to be la la malinya la la ma ma la la.
Can you rearrange the letters to spell something?
We say this is Janet's first child, but Dr. Conrad Murray, remember that name?
Yeah, he's the guy that gave Michael Jackson the milk that killed him.
Yeah, he killed Michael Jackson. He claims that Janet had a kid with her first husband, James DeBarge, back in the 1980s, but the child was put up for adoption.
Wow,
man.
To Conrad Murphy.
Boy was Andy Samberg.
Wait, so Conrad Murray is now the raising Janet's?
No, he just claims that he knew of it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it goes. Really glad that story's over. It wasn't your imagination. Nobody was exaggerating. 2016 really was a crazy year for celebrity deaths. And there is data now to prove it.
Oh, I love data.
The website Gizmodo crunched the numbers from 2010 through last year and found that the number of deaths of particularly famous people was indeed unusually high in 2016. They made up some formula to determine just how famous all the people who died in that six-year span were. I won't give you all the details on this, but it turns out that David Bowie was the most famous person to kick off over that period. Prince, Leonard Cohen, Fidel Castro, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and George Michael were also pretty high up there on the fame scale.
It's a failed program because Muhammad Ali is probably worldwide more famous than David Bowie.
I would have thought
Well,
Castro.
That's why, you know what? You'll have to take it up with the people at Gizmodo.
Give me Gizmodo on the phone right away.
That's
have
right. Call Jimmy Cerrito.
Dispatch.
Megyn Kelly, big media story yesterday. Megyn Kelly making the jump, going from Fox News to NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday she announced that she is moving to NBC News. No word on how much her new deal is worth, but she was making $15 million in the final year of her contract at Fox, and they reportedly offered her more than $20 million to stay, but it might not have been about money. NBC has offered her a big role, including her own daytime news and talk show, a Sunday night news show, and a regular role in their coverage of major events. I wish they'd put her on the Today Show.
That's what Carrie's predicting, that Savannah will be phased out because of the baby, just, and they're going to put her in there.
Just put her on the Today Show.
That's where she belongs. That's where she belongs.
Megan had the second best ratings at Fox, behind only Bill O'Reilly. Her Fox News deal technically ran through the summer, but she isn't hanging around that long. Her last episode of The Kelly File will be this Friday, so she is out of there. That is a body blow for the Fox network. And you would think, you know, with the presidential election, Fox would be flying
doubling
high,
down. Yeah.
But that's a pretty big story.
But it sounds like she wanted out. If they're going to give her $5 million more, that's a pretty big raise. So.
Yeah, she wanted out. United Van Lines just released the results of their 40th annual study on which states had the most people moving into them versus moving out last year. This is not about raw numbers. This is just based on the people that leave and the people that stay, and which states saw the most people leave with the fewest moving in. South Dakota came out on top. 68% of the moves involving South Dakota were people moving into the state, and only 32% were people leaving. I believe South Dakota...
Tax haven.
A boomtown for oil, I believe. I'm not sure.
And one of the best Dakotas.
If you incorporate in South Dakota or North Dakota, it is a solid move.
Oh, because they've made it tax-friendly, making a film in Florida.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sturgis, here I come. The rest of the 10 states with the highest rates of people moving in were Vermont, Oregon, Idaho, South Dakota. I'm sorry, let me start again. Vermont, Oregon, Idaho, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., there you go.
D.C.
North Carolina, Nevada, and Arizona. The 10 states that had the worst ratios of people leaving were New Jersey.
Yes. Jersey!
Illinois, New York, Connecticut, Kansas, Kentucky, West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Ohio, Utah, and Pennsylvania.
It's rough.
The Rust Belt, a lot of those states. So that's the way that rolled. But, you know, good luck. And
I remember 10 years ago sitting in was my undergrad at West Virginia University, and they had an executive from NASCAR saying that people or students and graduates shouldn't leave West Virginia. And somebody stood up that was a native from West Virginia and said, "Why should we stay?" And it took them a good 3 minutes to answer.
He said, "I know it's there's an tough answer here somewhere."
I mean,
yeah.
How can you convince someone that when you've got D.C., Maryland, and Virginia around the corner that says this is where all the jobs
and
are,
and Ohio?
Right?
That's the jobs. Yes. That's jobs.
Yes,
that's
what it is.
That's why people leave. That's what it is. They've got the issue up here. By the way, we were talking about it last night. Huge, tremendous opiate problem up here in the state of Maine.
Oh, no.
And that's the same thing.
Put it down, Mike. Put it down.
There is a lovely little drive down here. I call it, my cousin Teddy calls it the patrol, our Yon patrol, where I drive by all the houses, look at the water, and I love taking a little drive.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I took a drive down this little beach road just to see great surf coming in. It was a lot of fun. And I saw a lot of cars there that struck me as perhaps not enjoying the surf for the same reasons. I think there was stuff going on up here.
It's an
rural
epidemic.
America. It's an
transactions.
Epidemic.
Transactions. Yeah.
Really, really sucks. A woman named Marcella Sills was fired from her job as a principal in Queens, New York, just last year. Would you like to know the reason they let her go?
Yes.
She was chronically late to work.
Oh, my God. How dare they?
This makes Santana numbers pale in comparison. She was late, or maybe they don't. She was late 178 times in less than a year and a half.
It's all ratio.
By the way, would you not agree, Rob, that as far as I'm concerned, Oscar kind of bent me to his will, that that I finally just said, okay, we'll start when we start.
Yeah.
That's the way we kind of do
pretty
it.
Much.
And then Oscar, when he got out of business school, kind of got better at posting.
Well, I was always on time, and now you start late.
I start late all the time now because, you know, I used to be here
payback's a
half
bitch.
An hour and and do that type of thing. But,
Mike,
you're still late.
It's your name on the show. You start when you want, baby.
But you're still late.
Baby.
You're still late occasionally, right?
I was late once in the last 2 months.
He's only been late once and missed one show this calendar year.
Rob, no, the last 2 months. Rob, be fair. Do we not?
No, hold on, that's true.
Be honest. Do we sit here, we wonder if we're going to start on time every day?
You've gotten better.
No, I'm talking about Mike.
Oh, yeah, well, you're always here before Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, no, he's not. In
the past couple months, he's been here before you. Certainly since you've been in Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why is that?
Well, because he's late always.
I used to be.
He's late always.
I mean, half hour before the show.
If you're on time, you're late. But, you know, again, things have changed as of late.
Here's the true story is what Mike hates the most is awkward one-on-one time with me.
No.
No,
I hate the same thing Oscar hates, which is waiting for someone.
Ah.
That's why if we have a delay, Oscar might get out of the room.
Is that why you feel he is late? He allows himself to be late so he won't be the one who's waiting
on
someone?
No. But Rob...
When you're late is what I'm saying.
But after business school was over, I made a concerted effort not to be late. And I did that and I realized, I get here on time.
You'd already broken me.
Yeah. I said, we'll start whenever Mike starts. But
as long as I'm here.
He broke my spirit.
As long as I'm here by 9, that's all that counts. But we start easy. 9:10, 9:20, 9:30 on your clock every day.
Because you have broken my spirit.
It's my fault, I'm so sorry.
You ruined me.
Yeah, I ruined you.
You ruined me.
But there is so much good left in you, Mike. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, she was fired.
Tomorrow, it's going to be 9 a.m., and I'm going to be late.
Yeah, and Pony will get here at 10:15.
No, don't be late tomorrow. Tomorrow's road day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is key. I'll be early tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe. So she's chronically late, this principal. She was late 178 times in less than a year and a half, and she just lost her appeal because she filed her paperwork for the appeal 2 months late.
That is the worst.
I love that story right there. That makes me laugh.
Problem is the morning announcements happened every day at 1 p.m.
And now a little something. If you've never had a pierogi, it is a Polish dumpling.
Awesome.
That's absolutely, calm down. It's a Polish dumpling that's absolutely delicious. I'm not sure they're good enough to kill for, but it's up to every individual person to decide. A 36-year-old woman from Jupiter, Florida.
Hey, that's where you live.
Her name, by the way, this was another one of the stories where I saw the headline before I saw where it was from.
Okay.
And
all right. That's fair.
I swear to you, I go to these stories now and I will source 6, 7, 5, any number, random number each day. And I will occasionally say, I really would love it if it was from some other part of the country.
Can't someone in Ohio do something stupid?
Isn't Jupiter a nice area?
That's where Burt Reynolds lives.
Right?
Jupiter apparently is super, like Tiger Woods, rich area. 36-year-old woman from Jupiter, Florida. Her name is Mandy Rounds. She was furious last week when her brother ate all of her frozen pierogies. So she did what any normal Floridian would do. She grabbed a dagger and threatened to cut them out of his stomach.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to show that she meant business, she went outside and stabbed his pickup truck, too.
Oh,
he
stabbed
a truck. That's good work.
I mean, some other family members called the cops before Mandy had a chance to do more damage. She was arrested for aggravated assault. I could say something funny, but I'm sorry. I have to go once again with the slogan because there's so many of them. I have to have a slogan of the
day. Well, I like the fact that you're updating it. So this is a new Florida slogan.
Yes, this is right. And this is kind of in the spirit of all the New Year's bowl games, okay?
Oh, good.
There's a picture of the lovely lady. That's right. And here's your slogan, ladies and gentlemen. Florida, home to the fighting siblings of the University of Stupid. We'll take a break. Rehab, that's perfect. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games?
Or Fallout Boy?
No. The real important stuff.
Oh no, he's going to talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad, don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The TMOS bonus package.
It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video access to every bonus show and access to the entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's my new favorite. I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Happy New Year, friends. It's a time for new starts. I'm not Italian. It's a time for new start. Hey, you want a new start? It's a time.
It's time to do it. It's a medical so good.
How about you go out of Stop a Shopping through Amazon, huh? How about you do that right now? You
the need skis. The rent stays the same as before.
Yeah, the rent stays the same as before. You shop through Amazon. That's how you do it. Whether you need a ski, snow scraper, ice melter, a parka, beach umbrella, if you go down to Florida where the stupid people are, Amazon has it so you can get it. Amazon.com, everything you need. It doesn't cost you any extra. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I found the best deals for outerwear because a lot of these clothing companies are saying that it's the end of the season sale.
Yeah.
You can still get winter jackets at great prices on Amazon.com.
Yep.
I got my jacket, my parka that I wear up here in Maine. I got that on Amazon. You can get everything you want. Amazon helps the show if you go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, or you click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Without further ado, we're going to open up with a big audio vault with Robbie Spiewak. Hey, there we go.
Mike, do you know what dabbing is?
Dabbing is... Well, it's that kid that had the son of the congressman.
Yeah,
right?
But it's a dance move.
What is it, though?
2 years ago. Julia thought this was the funniest thing she's ever seen. It's a dance move where you sort of, you know how people cover their nose with their like elbow when they sneeze?
Yes.
And that's dabbing. It's like a dance move. They do this.
Yes.
And so this jerk kid, he was
a jerk kid. He was a little brat.
As a matter of fact, he's been grounded by his dad, Congressman Roger Marshall, or Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas.
Senator.
He was brought in.
No, I think it was a congressman. Paul Ryan was swearing him in.
So they were doing the swear in with Paul Ryan.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
So Paul Ryan thinks the kid is sneezing, but instead he's doing this stupid dance move, and the awkwardness was captured with the audio. This kid is just such a stain.
So do I hold my hand up like
that? Yeah, you look at her right there.
Okay.
All right? Do you put your hand down?
Okay.
You're gonna sneeze? Is that it?
Yeah. He's sneezing.
He lies to the speaker of the house.
Of course he does.
How old is that kid?
You gonna sneeze? Yeah.
He looked like he was like 16.
Oh, he knows better.
Yeah, he's grounded.
Just a total brat. Mike. Just a total brat.
Oh my God, this douche.
Mike,
oh,
as a tribute.
Oh, this is the worst. Hold
he's
on.
A total douche.
I gotta skip this ad.
As a tribute to the great Alan Thicke, would you please tell me that kid is grounded?
Hey, Mike, you're grounded.
Thank you. Yeah. One of your all-time favorite songs, Mike.
Oh man, absolutely. Smoke on the water.
I had no idea that this year, now this makes me feel amazingly old, Deep Purple celebrating their 50th anniversary as a band.
Good Lord. You
believe it? They still have one member from the original lineup.
And they're 50. So they like started when I was 7 years old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. That's incredible. I thought they were much younger than
that. And they have, Mike, a new record coming out to celebrate their 50th anniversary. It's called Time for Bedlam.
Country Bedlam, Country Bedlam, we're so old. Get to the assisted living facility.
And remember,
she sounds like they're rocking.
Yeah, remember, Mike, if you go to a Deep Purple concert, get there early because the handicapped spaces fill up quick.
Yeah, it's a great show, though. It's a great show. Starts at 4, ends at 4:15.
And they do a coupon.
If I could circle back to the dabbing Kansas congressman's son.
Roger Marshall.
The brat. Yeah, the brat, yes.
There's got to be a rule where you can beat your kids for certain things, right? There's got to be some sort of gray area where you're like, if you do this.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of bad parenting with my kids
you
through
can
the years.
Do this.
This yeah, kind
way,
of problem.
Tomorrow,
this is
Rob,
a problem.
We will get to parenting 101 on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I like
right,
that.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Have you ever wondered what it would sound like if Soulja Boy was attacked on the street?
What?
You know, Soulja Boy is in this war of words with Chris Brown.
Precisely.
They both posted videos on how they're going to kick each other's ass. They're both little guys. They have little man complexes.
Soulja Boy was flirting. It started. He was flirting online with Chris Brown's gal pal.
It's such trash. It's so unbecoming of anybody at their musical level. It really bugs me. But this Soulja Boy, apparently what goes into Compton.
He's in Compton, and I've heard it's Facebook Live. I've heard it's Instagram Live, but he's doing a live broadcast.
Okay.
And some people come over and knock him down and threaten to take his phone.
Well, no, hold on, wait, stop. You got it wrong. He actually goes over and puts his arm around a guy from Compton, and the guy's having none of it. The guy reacts to him and say, don't touch me. Don't put your arm around me. And it's while he's saying, hey, I'll kick your ass, Chris Brown. So it's really, it's on Soulja Boy. And then after that, you hear Soulja Boy actually saying, hey, my bad. It's my fault.
Yeah. Well, he's nervous. Very nervous.
Big brave guy.
Yeah.
It don't work too many EMs, you dig? Hey, what's going on, man?
Nah, young, hey.
They say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Hey,
they say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Get off me, though.
Oh,
puts his arm around him. And they start fighting.
Hold on.
Don't put your arm around me.
That's my phone.
That's my phone.
All right.
That's my phone.
All right.
Fade it out, because let me explain further. You see, in this part of the neighborhood,
yes,
the idea of a live video was not met with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm.
No,
yeah, I experienced
a certain number of people there.
Something like that when we were doing our newscasting classes in college, and a story that I was asked to cover was in a crack neighborhood. And Richmond had a host of them, and I chose the one that had the bullet holes in the front of the house because I thought it would make great video. It was amazing how reticent people were to speak to me with my camera and microphone.
Amen.
They
just didn't want
to do that. Didn't want
to
talk.
David Spiewak here to talk about the bullets in your front lawn.
You're living in the hood, and Rob's big head comes up your door.
Hi, how are you?
In a trench coat yet, because that's what reporters did back then.
Were you really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, Mike, I never wanted to be a newscaster.
Uncle Buck's here. Yeah. He wants to ask you a few questions.
But keep in mind, it's also 25 years ago. The trench coat was a total misstep, just a bad move. Okay. You know what? There's guys that go out walking with a dog, and the main reason they go out with the dog is to meet girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, a dog is a great conversation starter.
What I do down in Florida.
50 cents.
This is Beluga. Would you like to take him?
I've never seen Mr. O'Mara. I've never seen such a small service dog. So 50 Cent goes one step further. Here he is on the fascinating show known as Harry, hosted by Harry Connick Jr. But I thought this was a great story. 50 Cent doesn't use a dog. He uses his 4-year-old.
Yeah, you know what I do? I tell him. I said, go over there to the lady with the black scarf. Run over there and be cute. I'm coming to get you. And I just run behind him and I go, come on. I said, see, now I'm going to take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Smart of a deal. I like that.
Another great reason
Man,
to have
children.
Man, I need
children. A kid and to be independently wealthy.
That's really what you need as a child. Fill up all that empty space in your house. And let us close with this. The premiere of The Apprentice was not a success. The new Arnold Schwarzenegger Apprentice.
I watched it.
I loved seeing Lovitz on it.
This crew is it's weird not to have it in New York.
Okay.
I'll say that after all these years watching The Apprentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then B, it's weird having Schwarzenegger's son that I don't even know, the guy who's not in
not
Us
Patrick.
Weekly, not
yeah.
Patrick,
right.
The guy who's actually an attorney and an agent for some heavy, big-time stars.
10%.
Sitting to the right of him, and you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but anyway, it was not a rating success. It was not a critical success. And Jimmy Kimmel says that, you know, the Arnold thing just doesn't seem to be working out.
And it did not go well. The Apprentice, they tied their all-time lowest ratings number last night. On the premiere, not many people watch, so allow me to catch you up, if you will. For their, you know, they give these celebrities assignment, and for their first assignment, Arnold challenged the men's team and the women's team to go back in time and kill him before he agreed to take this job.
That is your magic audio vault.
Yes.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday message or any message at all to Rob, it's the mailbag segment. It's tomorrow. It's Rob with two Bs. Send it after 2 a.m.
Please.
On Thursday morning. And MikeOMearaShow.com. Rob with two Bs at MikeOMearaShow.com. Thank you for all the support. Don't forget, support our Amazon page. Also, support our bonus shows, and we would appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Carrie.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.